From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. As refugees from Syria and other war-torn nations make their way from Hungary to Germany and other Western European destinations, thousands more are stuck in Greece and Macedonia with no idea when they can move on. The United Nations Refugee Agency says about 30,000 migrants have arrived in Greece, while 7,000 Syrian refugees have arrived in the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia. The migrants are waiting to be screened before they're allowed to head on to seek asylum. At least 12 police officers have been killed in eastern Turkey, Dorian Jones reports.
State media reports say the officers were killed when a roadside bomb hit the minibus carrying them to their morning shift at a border post in eastern Turkey. The suspected PKK attack comes as some 40 Turkish jets pounded Kurdish rebel bases for a second night, both in Turkey and neighboring northern Iraq. The airstrikes were in retaliation for Sunday's PKK attack that killed 16 Turkish soldiers. On Monday, Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu promised not to let up in the battle against the Kurdish rebels, who've been fighting for autonomy in southeastern Turkey.
O dağlar o teröristlerden temizlenecek. Ne olursa olsun temiz.
The Prime Minister said, whatever happens, these terrorists must be wiped out from the mountains. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Britain's defense minister said Tuesday the military would consider more airstrikes against militants in Syria if they meant stopping likely terror attacks against British interests. Michael Fallon made the comments to BBC Radio a day after Prime Minister David Cameron revealed that Britain's Royal Air Force killed three Islamic State militants, including two Britons, in an August 21st drone strike. VOA News. Venezuela has extended a partial border shutdown with Colombia and sent another 3,000 troops to the area in a crime crackdown that sent thousands of Colombians fleeing their adopted homeland and led to accusations of rights abuses. The dispute has also created a diplomatic blow-up between President Nicolás Maduro's socialist government and the conservative administration of Juan Manuel Santos in Colombia. Critics say Maduro is creating a distraction and playing the nationalist card before a December parliamentary election, in which polls show his ruling socialist party in trouble. The Vatican says Pope Francis will unveil new procedures Tuesday aimed at streamlining the Roman Catholic Church's costly and complicated process of annulling marriages. The new rules were created by a commission created by the pontiff a year ago to simplify the procedure while safeguarding the principle of marriage. Congressional review of the international agreement on Iran's nuclear program enter its final stretch Tuesday as U.S. lawmakers return from a month-long recess to consider measures officially disapproving the deal. Congress has until September 17th to review the terms and vote for or against. And while the outcome appears increasingly certain, there is intrigue in how the process will play out over the course of the next week. Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi is calling for vigorous international monitoring of her country's November general election that will be the first since decades of military rule ended there in 2011. She made the call in a video posted Tuesday on the Facebook page of her National League for Democracy.
The general elections that will be taking place on the 8th of November in Burma will be a crucial turning point for our country. For the first time in decades, our people will have a real chance of bringing about real change. This is a chance that we cannot afford to let slip.
Again, that is opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi. North and South Korea have agreed to resume the reunion of families separated for more than 60 years by the Korean War. South Korea's unification ministry said Tuesday the reunions will be held from October 20th through the 26th at North Korea's scenic Mount Kumgang Resort. North Korean state media confirmed that agreement was reached following talks that began on Monday and lasted through the night at Pomjoon Truce Village. South Sudan's government says it will present its national legislature Tuesday the peace agreement signed last month between the government and rebels loyal to former Vice President Riek Machar to end nearly 2 years of conflict. The information minister said after receiving the document, the legislature will set up committees to study and propose a final resolution on adoption of the agreement. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.